You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, charity RNIB are calling for businesses in Northern Ireland to see the employee, not the site loss. Through their new resource for employers, they hope to make a difference. And to find out all about this really exciting course, I'm joined now by RNIB's Nigel Townley, as well as Bessie Cairns. Hello to you both.
Hi.
Hi, Paulina.
Now, Nigel, you've just launched this very exciting resource. So tell me about it. What is it?
Well, it's an e-learning and it's called Understanding Site Loss for Employers and Work Colleagues. We're asking employers to see the employee, not the site loss. The launch was on the 25th of January and it was held in Belfast in Northern Ireland. Outside City Hall, and we're absolutely delighted that the Lord Mayor agreed to attend and the Federation of Small Businesses. Also, we've got Translink there who are going to be bringing a bus, and our message is to get on board, see the employee, not the site loss. So the course has been developed by RNIB and part funded through the Northern Ireland Social Fund Programme, the Department for Economy and Department for the Communities. And the aim of this programme is to help employers and work colleagues gain a greater understanding of site loss and the impact it can have on the working life of an employee. We developed this funding specifically for a pre-employment programme that RNIB delivers in Northern Ireland. The programme's called iWork2. The programme aims to maximise participants' long-term employment potential, and it offers opportunities for blind and partially sighted people who are seeking to gain employment either for the first time or returning after a period of employment, or they're unable to continue working in their current job. So they get an advisor to work with them to work on their pre-employment skills and look at realistic job goals, interview techniques, get an opportunity for a work placement. They get training from a technology advisor. Part of the program, we also offer visual awareness training to employers. Because of the pandemic, we haven't been able to deliver this face-to-face. So that's the reason why we wanted to develop an e-learning. It's much easier to deliver and will reach many, many more people.
So let's say we sign up for a course. What can we expect?
So the course consists of four modules plus an optional course to finish with. The first three courses cover practical advice and guidance to enable employers and work colleagues to support employees with site loss. And we're looking at workplace activities, inclusive recruitment, accessibility, assistive technology, and we also have an optional guiding course that covers all the elements of guiding somebody with sight loss. The final section is information about RNIB Visibly Better Employer Quality Standard. This is something that we've launched recently to help them to support the recruitment process and the job retention process of blind and partially sighted people. The whole program takes about 1 hour.
Why do you think this course is so important at the moment?
So unfortunately, the figures of blind and partially sighted people working are not great. So we only have 1 in 4 registered blind and partially sighted people are in employment. And this sadly hasn't significantly changed since similar research was carried out in 1991. The employment rate is approximately 76% in the general population compared to 27% for people with sight loss and then 51% amongst other disabled groups. So registered blind and partially sighted people with a degree or higher still only have the same chances of getting a job as someone with no qualifications in the general population. Around 27% of people with sight loss of working age say that the main reason for them leaving their last job was the onset of sight loss and the deterioration of their sight. So there's common misconceptions amongst employers that it could be difficult or expensive to employ or recruit a blind or partially sighted person.
Bessie, you're registered partially sighted. Now, have you noticed these misconceptions as well?
I think employers could be more informed about support and equipment that visually impaired people can access to complete the job just as well as a person with full vision. Me personally, I use Zoom Text. It's a program that can just be installed on laptops or computers. Employers may think that it's going to take longer or there's going to be extra barriers, but realistically, it's if you have the software and the support that you need, then you're more than capable of doing it.
So it's a little bit about changing their attitude, not necessarily trying to change you.
Yes, definitely.
So what has your experience of working been like?
So I've done a few voluntary placements. It's just involved admin. I did volunteer for the RNIB many years ago, and I had a few other voluntary placements. I also had a placement in which the RNIB had sorted out for me with the Belfast City Council, which was really good. At the moment, I'm pursuing a career in fitness. I can do it just as well as anyone else. I might do it in a different way or with different objects, but I can still do it.
You mentioned that you received support from RNIB. What was the support like?
The support was great. I'm doing the iWork program. I've been involved in a couple of different programs. They have helped me get my CV together. I am doing the IT side of things. I'm on my level two. And no matter what I need or no matter what I need to ask or if I'm unsure about anything, they're always there to answer what I need them to. They've been great.
Why do you think this free course being available to employers is so important?
Just so they can be informed too, because it does put a bit of a barrier between employers and employees with visual impairments. And if they're informed more, then they'll know themselves that it's not going to take much.
Fantastic. Thank you, Bessie. Now, Nigel, let's get back to you. If you could just tell us, where can we find this course and how do we access it?
It's really easy to access. You can go to the RNIB website, which is www.rnib.org.uk. And if you go to the Employers, Business and Partners section of the website, click in the Employing a Blind and Partially Sighted Person section, you'll find the Staff and Training section, and that's where you will be able to get the training. There's no charge for it. If you want sort of specific information about the pre-employment services that are delivered in Northern Ireland, then please email us at employmentteamni.rnib.org.uk. Or if you have any other wider issues or things that you want to discuss about employment or any other issues relating to sight loss, please call the helpline on 0303 123 9999.
Fantastic. Nigel and Bessie, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.